Blog Talk Radio.
I mean, I bought that and I found the papers and then I offered.
Yeah.
Working for me.
Gotta do what I can do.
Even though I ain't
know what you might be going through right now, but I want to tell you it's going to be all right. Song says it's going to be all right. I believe it's going to be all right. I'm believing with you. I'm going to dedicate that song to me. Yes, it's all right to do that one. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she'd be so kind to get us started this week of with a word of prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes, and Pastor, I'm in agreement with you, dedicating that to you. Yes, everything is going to be all right, God, to agree or more.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
I appreciate it.
Shall be
that. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Amen.
Thank you. I need you. Thank you.
And good afternoon to Pastor Bell. Definitely, listeners, know that it will be all right if you believe 100%. Yes. In Ephesians 4:3 through 7 reads as follows in the King James, endeavoring to keep unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is only one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Amen. I want to be thankful today for this wonderful gift that I have received, and that is the key word to receive it. I'm truly grateful for that precious gift. I'm grateful for this broadcast. I'm grateful for another day to open up my heart where God already abides, so he could come in and do what is necessary for all of us. I pray for peace and love and truth in everyone's life who is listening, who's on this broadcast. I pray that we could continue to come together at the Word at Noon, because I love the Word at Noon. I want to pray for those who are sick, for those who are shut in, for those who are lost, for those who ask us to remember them in prayers, and for those who just don't know or haven't quite got it or understand. I pray for those who are struggling and for those who are bereaved. I also want to pray and thank God for continuing to give us all insight on what is spiritual, for that is the most important fuel and food we need to do God's work. I pray for Pastor Beasley and Pastor Bell that they continue to grow and open their hearts so they can receive the things that God has for them to share with us as they have been doing over the years. I bind anything up that will come in between this broadcast in the blood of Jesus. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much. I got hit a few minutes ago right before came on the broadcast. But anyway, it's all good. It's going to be all right, though. And I thank you for agreeing with me, Evangelist Sharon. I know your spirit is in the right place, because this week is a week of giving. And I wanted to talk about the law of grace. But the Lord told me, said, you know, it's giving. And grace changed our attitude toward giving to the Lord. Giving is a grace. Giving is part of who we are. Giving.
Yeah.
So right now, I couldn't think of a better time to start teaching this week. So this week, we're going to talk about gifts, and gifts is giving. But the twist on this is we're going to talk about it spiritually. Spiritually. See, it's easy to give that natural gifts, because a lot of people, it will be doing that this week. But how about the spiritual gifts? Those are the gifts that's really important, brothers and sisters. So this week, we're going to talk about gifts. and gifts, we're going to talk about spiritual giving.
Amen.
I know we're all prepared to give a lot of tangible things, but how about giving this week spiritually? So, and I pray that we're able to give, and when I say give, sow into other people's spirit, the gifts, because there are spiritual gifts, that, and they're not just what your mind tells you. There are spiritual gifts that you can give. And so we're going to talk about that this week. I'll tell you what, we'll start with a good foundational scripture because I want you to know spiritual gifts are real and they are from God. So let's start with 2 Corinthians. I want to say 9. Y'all bear with me for a moment. 12. Y'all want 12 and 9? Yeah, let's go to 2 Corinthians 12. Well, you know what? Let's go to 1 Corinthians first. I'm sorry. I do apologize. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Because I don't know why I keep wanting to go to 2 Corinthians. We'll do that at 12. So right now, if you will, let's go to 1 Corinthians 12. And let me say the 9th verse. Y'all bear with me here. I think it's 1 Corinthians 12. And I know it's 1. I'm trying to think. I tell you what, we'll read the first, I want to use 9. But you know what? Okay, praise God. I'm trying to listen to the Spirit as well. 1 Corinthians 12 and 1. And then 1 Corinthians 1 through 4. And then we'll jump to 9. We'll do it like that. If I can get you to
okay,
read
and
that
King James,
out of,
it reads as follows. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. That's number one. Amen.
Okay, read
you
the
go
fourth
down?
Verse.
Okay.
Yes, you know, 1 through 4.
Yes, Pastor. You know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Matthew, Pastor, she'll read that out of the Messenger Bible. That's 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 4.
Okay, Pastor. Good afternoon, everyone. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, what I want you to talk about now is the various ways God's Spirit gets worked into our lives. This is complex and often misunderstood, but I want you to be informed and knowledgeable. Remember how you were when you didn't know God, led from one phony God to another, never knowing what you were doing, just doing it because everybody else did it. Excuse me. It's different in this life. God wants us to use our intelligence to seek to understand as well as we can. For instance, by using your heads, you know perfectly well that the Spirit of God would never prompt anyone to say, Jesus be damned. Nor would anyone be inclined to say Jesus is Master without the insight of the Holy Spirit. God's various gifts are handed out everywhere, but they all originate in God's Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And if you'll read 1 Corinthians 12 and 9, Evangelist Sharon.
1 Corinthians 12 and 9, the King James it reads as follows. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit. Amen.
Well, and nine. God's various ministries are carried out every day, but they all originate that Spirit. God's various expression of power are in action everywhere, but God Himself is behind it.
Okay. Now we'll go to 2 Corinthians 8 and 7. 2 Corinthians 8 and 7. These are going to be our foundational scripture for this week because we're going to talk about gifts. Because so many people giving, but they don't understand how important it is to give spiritual. And that's what I want to bring out this week, that even though we're giving all these gifts, it's the same Spirit that calls you to give. It's the same Spirit. And then you're going to see your whole attitude about giving will change. Then you, because when you're giving gifts. But now remember, grace calls you to give. That's what it is. That's what giving is anyway. It's grace. It's something that you do to sometimes help people. Sometimes you do it out of kindness. You do it because you have grace in your heart to do that. Okay, Second Corinthians 8 and 7 will be another foundational scripture for this week.
In the King James, it reads as follows, therefore, as he abounds in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, you do so well in so many things. You trust God. You're articulate. You're insightful. You're passionate. You love us. Now, do your best in this too. Amen.
Next scripture we want to share this week is going to be 2 Corinthians 9 and 7 and 8. So a lot of these scriptures I'm giving you all today, and we're going to start discussing them. Maybe do some of them today, but definitely tomorrow we'll really get into this lesson.
In the King James, it reads as follows. 2 Corinthians 9, 7 and 8. Every man,
yes, ma'am.
Every man according as he purposed in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. From the Message Bible, I want each of you to take plenty of time to think it over and make up your own mind what you will give that will protect you against the sob story and arm twisting. God loves it when the giver delights in the giving. God can pour on the blessing in astonishing ways so that you're ready for anything and everything. Amen.
Amen. Yes, you can. Amen.
I know churches, they teach this monetarily in terms of money, and they teach you to give to their organization, and I get all of that. But that's not what the scripture's saying. And you're going to see that this week. Because, see, God wants you to be a cheerful giver to wherever you're giving, to whoever you're giving. But the important thing is to know what to give spiritually. But to understand this, I just want to caution everyone, the giving rest in you. Not, no, you got to do this, you got to do that. No, the giving rest in you. Now, remember that, because we're going to come back to that. Remember, you gave it because you decided to give. Now, and this week you're going to also learn Jesus did not give and think like other people thought. His giving was a whole different attitude altogether. But in 2 Thessalonians 2:16-17 would be another foundational scripture. And I think, well, that'd be enough to discuss for this week. And hopefully we'll get into the gifts part before the end of the week, because that's what we want to get to, the gifts. Because, you know, as we celebrate, especially this week, it's a week of gifts. It's a week that God, that we celebrate that God gave, and that he gave to us was his only begotten son. So giving is part of God's plan, brothers and sisters, to give gifts. For God so loved the world, he gave. That's part of God's plan, is to give. And that's what we're part of God. So the same thing in God ought to be in us. That same spirit, that spirit of giving, and spiritually as well. Can you want to read that for me, please?
Yes, 2 Thessalonians 2, and what verse was that, Pastor, again?
16-17.
Thank you. In King James, it reads as follows. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your heart and establish you in every good word and work. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, may Jesus himself and God our Father, who reached out in love and surprised you with gifts of unending help and confidence, put a fresh heart in you, invigorate your work, enliveth your speech. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And as I think about this, the grace is of God. God is the Father of grace. And he is the Father of gifts. And as we'll learn this week, gifts, we'll read a couple of them, a couple of scriptures just for the record. People who've been around God or are remotely associated with God have a giving spirit. They give gifts. And we who are Christian should be better givers than the world. So let's look at Matthew 7:11.
In Matthew 7:11. Yes, it reads as follows. If you then being if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, as bad as you are, you wouldn't think of such a thing. You're at least decent to your own children. So don't you think the God who conceived you in love will be even better? Amen.
Yeah. Well, you see, we're God's children, so we should be better givers than the world.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And if God knows how to give gifts, and we, now actually if you read this like it should be read, he said, we being evil. He's talking about an evil generation. And they know how to give good gifts. We who are spiritual should know how to give good gifts. We ought to know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, we were like the Gentile, carried away with all kinds of dumb idols and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew how to give good gifts even at that. How do I know that? Remember, is that Luke? We'll look at Luke for a minute. Well, I know it's in Luke. I just can't think of. Oh, yeah, it's Luke 21:5. Let's read that. Now, this necessarily won't be no foundational scripture, but I want you to read it and understand it.
Yeah, in the King James it reads as follows.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry to interrupt you. Start with the first verse, Luke 21:1-5.
Praise God. Okay. In the King James it reads as follows. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither 2 mites. And he said, of a truth, I say unto you that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God. But she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. And as some spake of the temple, how it was. Adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. From the Message Bible, just then he looked up, and saw the rich people dropping offerings in the collection plate. Then he saw a poor widow put in 2 pennies. He said, the plain truth is that this widow has given by far the largest offering today. All these others made offerings that they'll never miss. She gave extravagantly what she couldn't afford. She gave her all. One day, people were standing around talking about the temple, remarking how beautiful it was, the splendor of its stonework, and memorable gifts. Jesus said, all this you admire so much, the time is coming when every stone in that building will end up in a heap of rubble. Amen.
You get a chance to really read this story. I want you all to read it and tell God to give you the insight, because he'll drop something in your spirit.
Amen.
What Jesus saw in these people was that they were bragging and they admired what they were doing, like it was such a big deal because they were able to give.
Right.
About three things. First of all, they were giving for the wrong reason. Second thing, they wasn't giving from the heart. And thirdly, they didn't understand their purpose in giving. This little woman understood. She just wanted to contribute to what was going on. Because she saw the temple. She saw how beautiful it was. And they had to, maintain it. Da, 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 da. She saw all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus noticed that she did something no one else did. She gave all she had.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to take that same lesson here to the spiritual world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And learn to give from your heart. There are people who can give a lot of monetary things, but are they giving from their heart? So this week's going to be real interesting because it's going to be about giving. And it's going to be about gifts. And then you control that. So we'll get going tomorrow, and because this is part of God's will. This is God's will that we be givers. And it's God's will that we be spiritual givers.
Amen.
Amen.